You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Ajayla. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes, I am.
And are you need a roadside assistance?
Yes, actually, what I'm needing, I want to check and see if our policy covers this. My daughter is also on the policy. It's the Supreme policy through Endurance. And what's happened is she has left where she was and had her keys on top of the car, and she's got one of those push button start vehicles, and her keys were on top of the car, and she drove off, didn't realize it, and drove about an hour and a half, and when she had to stop to make a rest stop, she went to go back in the car to start, and of course the car wouldn't start because her keys were no longer on top of the car. And she's located. She was able to find. She had like one of those little. It's kind of like a little GPS thing that's on her key ring. It's one of those little tile things that she's got an app for, and she was able to go back an hour and a half. She had her friend come get her, and find where her wallet with the little key and everything was, but of course it's been destroyed. Cars ran over it and everything. So now she has no way to start her car, and she's probably gonna need it towed to back to where she's staying, so that way she can maybe go to a car dealership to get a new key fob tomorrow. But that car is about an hour and a half away from where she's staying, and she has no way to move it.
Okay.
I hope all that
So,
made sense.
yeah, it does. Okay, so tonight she needs a towing service. I'm sorry, a towing service to the dealership or to her home?
To her home. And I was just wondering if that is included, if that's covered under the policy or how much it would be. Because her dad has also got a triple A policy, but I wanted to check with the endurance policy first to see
Okay, would you hold just a second for me?
how it's covered. Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. What's your first name and last name?
Okay. It's Stacy, STACEY. Last name is England, like the country.
What's a good callback number in case we ever get disconnected?
It's 931-538-8125.
Would you like to receive mobile text updates with the provider information in ETA?
Yes, that'd be fine.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. Please provide me with some information to look up your membership. So, did your policy number?
Okay. There's a number on here. It starts with an E. It's EV, like E. It's E, and then V is in Victor. P is in Paul. N is in Nancy. 208-0496.
Could you verify the address that's on your policy?
It's 1404 South Calliewood Court, Clarksville, Tennessee, 37040.
And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling about?
It's a 2016 Mazda CX-5.
What color is it?
It's black.
And this is your daughter's vehicle, correct?
It is, yes.
What's the mileage?
I am not sure what the mileage is on it.
Is there any way you can make a guesstimate or call your daughter and ask her?
Let me, hold on 1 second. I'm going to text her real quick.
Okay.
Okay, she said it's around 58,600.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if this will make a difference, but she's not in Tennessee where I'm at now. She's down in Florida is where she is. And the place that she's staying at right now, it's in Kissimmee, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And where she her car is, where it's stranded because she can't start it because she doesn't have the key. It's about an hour and a half away from where it would need to be towed to there in Kissimmee.
Okay, ask her if she's able to put the vehicle into neutral without the key fob.
Okay. And I don't think she's not where the car is because they left the car in the parking lot where it had stopped. So her friend picked her up and then drove like another hour and a half back in the opposite direction to go try to find where her little wallet was that had the key attached to it. Yeah, and they were able, they found it because she had that little tile thing on there. They have like a
okay,
GPS
will she be with the vehicle when the driver comes?
Mm-hmm. She would be. But what I need to find out first, I'll just need to find out if it's covered under the policy and how much it would be under the policy to have it towed.
It's a Mazda CX-5. Okay. Is the vehicle a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or a standard two-wheel?
It's an all-wheel drive.
And she wasn't in an accident, right?
Right, no, she wasn't.
Will she be needing to ride with the owner? I'm sorry. Will she be needing to ride with the provider?
No.
And she will be with the vehicle? Okay. What's the address of where that vehicle is currently located? The gas station that it's at? Or with the rest area?
I know it's at a Wendy's is where she had stopped. That's when she realized that what had happened and that she had left it on top of the car, because once she got out of the car and then went to get back in the car to start it back up, it wouldn't start because she didn't have the key fob any longer. And I don't know why the car didn't start making a noise, like, you know, alarming her that the key fob was no longer with her when she was driving, but it didn't. And I don't have that address of the Wendy's. Is there a way to look on the policy to see if a tow is covered under the policy that she has?
Mm-hmm. The tow is covered.
They
cover up to 25 miles.
Okay. And then how much? It's like, say if she's an hour and a half away, so that would probably be 50. I'd say she's probably about 75 miles away, so it'd be like an extra 50 miles over that 25. Do you know what the estimate would be for the cost?
I would have to call the provider to get that quote. I don't have one off the top of my head. Let me see.
Okay.
Well, I do need the pickup location and a drop-off location just so I can get a good estimate. And you don't have the Wendy's address?
I don't, no.
Does your daughter have it?
She probably doesn't. She's with her friend right now, driving back, like after they left there and then drove backward, and you know, like to go backtrack that hour and a half to go try to find the keys in the highway, on the highway. So now she's on her way back through there. She probably could get that. Try to figure out which exit that Wendy's is at, or whatnot, and get that information.
What city did you say it was in?
It's in Florida.
Okay. Are you able to put her on a three-way call to add her to the call?
Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can get Rachel. I'll put you on hold and let me check.
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to get through to her, and she's not picking up right now. So, are you the number where I can call you back? Like, I can keep trying to get a hold of her to get that location.
It is okay if you just give us a call back. Just call the same number that you called in on, and anyone can assist you.
Okay, and then you've already got that information in the computer on what we've discussed, and then
hello? Hello? Can you hear me?